Hello, this is Sitel Director of Marketing, Mike Weitz. Sitel's Enforcis is the better way to support trial feasibility assessments by using simulations to forecast a trial scenario's likely enrollment rate. And there's a lot new with Enforcis version 2.0, where you can generate even more realistic probability of success forecasts with options to vary the study startup time, designate a minimum number of trial patients, and now you can take into account holidays and seasonal effects on patient recruitment. So let's hear from our own Enforcis product manager, Charles Liu. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Mike.
And maybe before we talk about Enforcis and the new version 2.0, why was Enforcis developed? I mean, what need does it solve?
Well, Enforcis is for patient recruitment planning. And so we know that patient recruitment is a long and expensive process, and a lot of research showing that most trials are taking longer than originally planned. Something like one in six trials can take twice as long. And so clearly we need to create better, more realistic scenarios, and the many of the existing tools are just too crude to capture all the complexities of a clinical trial enrollment process. So Enforcis achieves this by giving very flexible interface for modeling the enrollment process, and then using Monte Carlo simulations to assign probabilities of success for various scenarios.
And Charles, how would you characterize the current user's experience, and what are customers benefiting from?
Right. So our customers principally are feasibility experts, and they're using Enforcis to forecast patient enrollment. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the unique features of Enforcis, unlike other tools on the market, is that it provides a probability of success for achieving key milestones. So an important one being, achieving a target number of patients randomized or screened by a specific date.
You mentioned so many of the new features in 2.0 are really customer-driven, really from users and feedback from users.
Yeah, so we've added several new features based on customer feedback. I'll just mention a couple here. So, for example, when you're planning a global trial, some of the countries may experience a slowdown in patient arrivals during the summer break, for example. Similarly, in some therapeutic areas, such as the vaccine trial, there's going to be seasonal variation in patient arrivals. All of these new features basically allow the user to build more complex, more realistic, and therefore more accurate model of the enrollment process.
Well, thanks, Charles. What else do you think that they're looking for, and how might Enforcis be able to achieve that?
Yeah, so we have two main projects in the pipeline right now, which I think fit into a broader industry trends of real-time monitoring, as well as integration of data from different sources. So the first project is to be able to allow monitoring of patient enrollment throughout a trial, and allowing the user to reforecast enrollments, especially when things look off track, where they might be considering a mitigation strategy, such as opening up more sites or even adjusting the protocol. In these cases, we need to be able to predict which mitigation strategy will work best. And another project working on is to be able to connect Enforcis to historical data so that inputs to the model can be uploaded automatically depending on countries that you're targeting or your therapeutic area, the patient population, and so on.
Thanks, Charles. Enforcis from Sitel is the only commercially available validated forecasting tool to accurately predict patient enrollment rates, a crucial factor when determining trial feasibility. To learn more about how Enforcis can support your own feasibility assessments, just go to sitel.com/software and look for Enforcis, the Clinical Trial Enrollment Forecasting System.